Julia Gillard has returned to the city of her childhood and where her road to becoming Prime Minister all began, Adelaide. She didn't quite take her first steps there. She was four when her family arrived from Wales. But it's where she grew up, went to school and university. Put simply, she says, Adelaide is part of who she is. The Prime Minister has offered an insight on what makes her tick and how she's approaching her new job. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, concedes she's a formidable opponent. He's hoping voters will mark Labor down at the election for the ruthless way it cut down Kevin Rudd and installed Ms Gillard. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Julia Gillard's on the verge of calling the election. Though a public figure for years, today she went back to where it all began, using the occasion to spell out what's shaped her and what she believes in.
Adelaide, of course, is part of who I am. I grew up here, went to school, took my first steps into work, university and adulthood, all in this city.
She says the story of her parents is like that of many others, making sacrifices and working hard to buy a home and educate their kids.
For my mother, it meant cooking and scrubbing pots in a Salvation Army aged care home. And for my father, it meant demanding work and frequent night shifts as a psychiatric nurse. Their experiences instilled in me my clear beliefs about the importance and value of work, beliefs I hold to this day.
The woman who introduces herself in shopping centres simply as Julia has also been expansive about her system of values.
My parents thrived in this egalitarian country with its larrikin embrace of informality because they're egalitarian by instinct. They've always taught me that everyone is equal and worthy of respect. It's wrong to view yourself as better than the person who waits on you in a restaurant. It's also wrong to believe that you should defer to anyone simply by dint of them having a title, occupation or background different from your own.
Today's Nielsen and Galaxy polls both have Labor with an election-winning lead over the coalition, 52 to 48% after preferences. But she maintains the numbers she's worried about relate to jobs, harking back to two unshakable beliefs from her upbringing.
First, I believe in the importance of hard work. Life is given direction and purpose by work. Without work, there is corrosive aimlessness. With the loss of work comes a loss of dignity. Second, I believe in the transformative power of education.
She regards herself an activist and optimist, giving the term moving forward a good workout.
I passionately believe that at the very core of Australians is an instinct to move forward, to summon our courage, think through our plans, and shape our future.
Julia Gillard ended her speech to an independent think tank in Adelaide, promising to speak plainly and truthfully about the nation's big challenges.
There will be some days that I delight you and some days I disappoint you. But every day I will be working my hardest for you.
Tony Abbott was out and about too, trying to capitalise on voter discomfort over the way Kevin Rudd was removed.
We will go into this election as underdogs. We are up against a first-term government which is backed by an utterly ruthless political machine, the most ruthless political machine in Australia's history, a political machine that has no qualms about executing a Prime Minister without pity or mercy. Now, it's not easy to beat a machine like that.
That's probably why Julia Gillard's promise not to move into the Lodge unless and until voters express their approval of her by re-electing Labor. Tony Abbott says the Coalition's the only party with a clear plan on the table to cut emissions by 5% by 2020. That won't be for long. Julia Gillard's on the verge of eliminating that advantage. Cabinet meets tomorrow to sign off on moves for business and households to reduce their carbon footprint. The opposition leader reckons he knows what Labor will come up with.
One thing you can count on from the Labor Party is that the Labor Party will pretend to be the Liberal Party before an election, but they'll quickly revert to type after an election.
Election speculation is rife. The Prime Minister says it won't be long now.
In the days to come, I will be putting forward more detailed arguments about some of the biggest challenges our nation faces. I will be explaining the steps I think we need to take and asking for people's consideration of those steps. I will ask the Australian people for their trust to move forward.
The Governor-General is ready too, cutting in half her planned 11-day overseas trip and leaving a bit later. Quentin Bryce will be in Canberra till Saturday morning and returns the following Friday, ensuring she'll be at Yarralumla should Julia Gillard want to call the election this weekend or next. Between now and then, the Prime Minister's on a whistle-stop tour of the country. This evening, she flew to Sydney, paying tribute to former Prime Minister Bob Hawke when she launched his updated biography.
For those of my generation in our 20s, for most of the Hawke era, Bob Hawke is the benchmark for the Prime Ministership. He had an ambition matched by ability, a capacity to take advice, an orderly sense of administration, confidence in delegating to his exceptional team of ministers, and I acknowledge Susan Ryan, who's here tonight, and I'm sure there are many others, effectiveness as a chair of cabinet, and a wisdom that combined deeply held values with a sturdy political realism. These qualities remain the gold standard for any Australian head of government, and I'm not ashamed to say that I take Bob Hawke as a role model.
That's Julia Gillard, the Prime Minister, speaking at the launch of the new biography of the former Prime Minister Bob Hawke in Sydney this evening. Alexandra Kirk was the reporter.